This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. First, if you already have a question for me, please pause the podcast and call me on 732-673-0510. My firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. As the name implies, this podcast offers advice for those of us working at the street level. If you look at your screen, you will see my website and phone number, both great ways to reach me. Today, we have a very important topic, and this relates specifically to New Jersey real estate agents. The topic is, New Jersey real estate agents cannot file as an S-Corp or an LLC. I got another phone call today from a real estate agent who was told by his CPA that he should put his real estate commission on an S-Corp return and then take wages and dividends out of that S-Corp. This is incorrect from an IRS filing perspective and also illegal per New Jersey law. In New Jersey, real estate commissions must be paid to a natural person. This means real estate commission checks in New Jersey must be paid to a person's name, not a company name. So it follows that the income you earn, which will be filed on a 1099 miscellaneous in your personal name, must be shown as gross income on a form Schedule C and included with your form 1040. This real estate commission income cannot legally be shown on an S-Corp return, an LLC return, or C-Corporation return. Have you been filing your real estate commission income this way? Please contact me immediately. For many years, I was seeing other CPAs and tax preparers make this error. So in 2016, I worked directly with the Real Estate Commission in New Jersey to prepare a letter clearly stating the rules and law. See the PDF on the screen. I split it into two pieces for readability. I will leave it up for a moment and then show the bottom of the page. Let me read the most important paragraph of this letter. This is the main reason why I work with them to give clear direction of what the law is. It reads as follows, and you can follow along with me. The Commission is aware that many licensees obtain tax and/or legal advice to incorporate themselves or form an LLC for tax or other benefit purposes. As stated above, such an arrangement is not in compliance with the Commission statute and regulations. That cannot be more clear. Please contact me for a full copy of this letter for your records. So, only a natural person can be paid real estate commissions in New Jersey, and corporations or LLCs cannot be used. If you were told that you could file in any other way than on a Schedule C, and you have filed, say, on an S-Corp return, I urge you to call me. Now, this doesn't apply to real estate brokers who actually have an agency of their own. Real estate brokers running an agency can accept checks in a business name, but even if you have a broker's license but are still acting as a salesperson within another agency, you still fall within these rules and your real estate commission must be written to your name. There are many misinformed preparers out there who are filing income taxes wrong for real estate agents in New Jersey. This scam is not a valid tax strategy. It leads many times to tax evasion. What these CPAs will tell you is that filing an S-Corp will save you on taxes in the long run. Well, how could that be? It all comes down to avoiding self-employment tax, which is the FICA, which is Social Security and Medicare, taxes paid by self-employed people. Self-employment tax is 15.3% of your net income, which is paid along with your ordinary income tax. To simplify, if you filed correctly, your entire net income shown in your Schedule C could be subject to self-employment tax. When an S-Corp is used, most times the tax preparer will only show a portion of this net income as subject to self-employment tax. Again, I believe you realize now this is 100% incorrect. Not paying your full obligation in this way is tax evasion in my estimation. So what can happen if you file this way? First, we have an IRS matching error. What does that mean? Well, the IRS has gotten a 1099 miscellaneous in your Social Security number and not an S-Corp federal ID. The IRS will expect that income to be shown on your tax return, but it will not appear, and eventually the IRS will catch this and send you a letter wanting an explanation. You want to say that the income was reported on an S-Corp return, but that would not make sense, as an S-Corp cannot earn real estate commissions in New Jersey. The S-Corp return would be invalidated and your personal returns would have to be amended to properly reflect your profit and loss on the Schedule C. Usually, this leads to underreporting taxes, especially self-employment tax as noted above, and can easily be construed as tax evasion. This scam falls right into the IRS definition of tax evasion, which is the failure to pay or deliberate underpayment of taxes. This is a deliberate underpayment of tax. As you are purposely shifting income to an entity that did not earn it in order to reduce your tax burden. I attempted to give you as much information with regard to this issue in this podcast. If you have any concerns about this topic or any other tax or business question, please call me on 732-673-0510. Well, this brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Please take a moment to subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you want to become a subscriber to my business and tax memos, please send an email to chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.